Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches. We are holding on Daf Nun Zayin and Beis at the last word on the fourth to last line, Yachal, right, mamish, like right in the middle of a sentence. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, called the Basimcha, Allah Shalom. Also by Ron Markowitz, Chusur for Shalema, for Ariel Iona, Ben Roni Mordechai, Shavur for Shalema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we're right in the middle of a braisa that's talking about Chulin Shnei Shechu Ba'Azara and is exploring how do we know that Chulin Shnei Shechu Ba'Azara is also Bahana, because this is all commenting on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah gave a whole bunch of examples of trying to be Mekadesh and Isha with the Surah Hana'a where the Kiddushin is not valid. So we're going through each one and explaining how we know that these items are in fact Asur Bahana. So we have this long braisa that's going to finally come to a conclusion today and tell us how we know that Chulin Shnei Shechu Ba'Azara is in fact Asur Bahana. Then the Gemara is going to have a discussion whether Rabbi Shimon agrees with that. Does he agree that Chulin Shnei Shechu Ba'Azara is Asur Bahana on a Doraisa level? Or maybe he holds it's only Asur Bahana on a Derabbanan level. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that the Isur Hana'a doesn't get transferred onto the money that it's exchanged for. Because our Mishnah said, after it listed all the Isur Hana'a that you cannot be Mekadesh Nisha with, that if you sell that Isur Hana'a and you get money for it, you can be Mekadesh Nisha with that money. So apparently the Isur doesn't get transferred onto the money. So the Gemara is going to discuss, Mehechitesi, how do I know that it does not get transferred onto the money? And it's going to bring in a number of other cases where an Isur does get transferred onto money. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of the page is going to give a list of items that you can be Mekadesh Nisha with, where if you're Mekadesh Nisha with these items, Mekudeshes, that it's taka going to work. And the Gemara is going to have a discussion whether Tovas Hana'a is considered Mammon. The Gemara is going to at one point suggest that maybe it's a Machlokas Tanoim. We're going to bring a Machlokas Tanoim that can most easily be explained as a machlokas, whether tovas hana'a, the right that you have to give your truma to whichever kohen you want, is considered mammon, it's considered something of a monetary value or not. And the Gemara is going to say, nah, that machlokas tanaim has four alternative explanations of what exactly those tanaim are arguing about. It's not necessarily about tovas hana'a, mammon or not. And then at the end of the parak, the last sugi on the parak, is going to deal with the stira, whether mechatos and efer para, the ingredients of the paraduma waters that are mitayr someone who's tamei meis, whether they have any monetary value. So we're going to have a stira between our Mishnah and a Mishnah Maseches Becharos, and the Gemara is going to resolve that stira, and that will bring us, Pesach Hashem, to the end of the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin. So let's pick up the braisa, four lines from the bottom of the page, last word on the line, Yachal on Nun Zayin and Beis. So Yachal lo Yishchot. So far in the braisa, we've proven that you're not allowed to shecht chulin ba'azara. So I would think, okay, you're not allowed to do that l'chadchila, but v'im shachat yeh mutter, but if you do shecht it, maybe you're even, forget about hana'a, at this point in the braisa we're saying, maybe you're even allowed to eat it. It's just that you're not allowed to shecht it. So Tamil Omer, that's why the pasuk says, ki yirchak mimcha amakom, the pasuk says, ki yirchak mimcha amakom, asher yivcha Hashem alkecha, sum shemo sham, v'zavachta, v'yachalta, b'sharach v'chal avastavshcha. So masha ata zavach, b'richuk makom, ata ochel, that which you shecht outside of the Azara, you're allowed to eat. But viata ochel mashat zovech b'makom karov. We darshan that you're not allowed to eat that which you shecht b'makom karov, meaning in the Azara. Prat l'chulish nishchub Azara. Now we know there's a mitzvah to eat kachim that are shechted in the Azara. So it must be that we're talking about chulish nishchub Azara that you're not allowed to eat. So v'ein li'al t'mimim. Okay, maybe that only tells me that I'm not allowed to eat a behema that's a tamim, that's not a balmum, that's shechted to be Azara. Because that could have been a karban that was brought on the mizbech. Minayin l'rabos bali mumin. How do I know a balmum that's chulin shnishchu bazara that never would have been roi to be brought on the mizbech? Maybe that does not become Asr on account of the fact that it was shechted by Azara when it's chulin. So marbani balimum and shekein min hamachshir. No, balimum are also included because it's part of the same min that's kosher for akrava, and therefore we equate them when it comes to isur achila as well. Uminayin l'rabbel says a chaya. How do I know to even include a chaya that's shechted by Azara, like a tzvi and an ayil that are not karav al mizbeach, that it should be asr b'achila? And maybe if you shechted it, if you violate the halacha and you shechted be'isr in the Azara, it does not become asr b'achila, meaning I know you're not allowed to shecht b'azara. How do I know that it does that it becomes asr b'achila? So marbani as a chaya, she b'shchita k'behema, because chaya is also subject to shchita, just like a behema. So therefore, just like a behema is asr b'achila if you shechted chulin b'azara, so too a chaya is asr b'achila if you shechted chulin b'azara. Minayin l'rabbo says ha'ofos. How do I know that if you shechted chulin of in the azara, that it's also asr b'achila? Tamalomar ushchato v'shachato so v'shachato so. From the extra psukim we learn in isra achila by ofos as well, that if you shechted chulin ba'azara, it's also b'achila. That just like we're marbe from these yisurin, from these extra words in the pasuk, the very isur of shechting chulin ba'azara for balimumin, for chaya, and for ofos, so these extra words in the pasuk also teach me that they're all asr ba'achila if you shecht them ba'azara. So far, we still haven't gotten to the point, right? All of that was just to tell me, first, that there is an isur of shechting chulin ba'azara, and second, that if you do it, it's asr ba'achila. But our Mishnah said it's asr b'hana'a. So yachalu yishchot v'mshachat yashchel l'fnei klavim. I might think, okay, you're not allowed to shecht it, and if you shecht it, you're not allowed to eat it, but you can at least feed it to your dog, even though it's your dog, and it's mizonosan alecha, and it's going to save you money on dog food, and therefore you're going to be getting hana'a from it. No, tamalomar l'kelev tashlichun oso. That's why the pasuk says, l'kelev tashlichun oso, oso atamashal chul kelev. That the subject of that pasuk, of a treifa, basar treifa, you're allowed to throw to a dog. But v'yatam but you're not allowed to throw chulin shishchu ba'azara to a dog because that's asr ba'ana. Now the reason we are mema'it dafka chulin shishchu ba'azara from the word oso as opposed to anything else, meaning all it says is by treifa that you throw a treifa to a dog, so it's a miut, some sort of miut. How do I know it's being mema'it chulin shishchu ba'azara? Because the basar that we're talking about in the pasuk of basar besad the treifa is basar that's yotze chutz l'mechitzaso, because we darshin that it's golei kasada she. In la mechitza, that basar besad the treifa means that we're talking specifically the pasuk, the Gemara darshins that the pasuk in Maseches Chulin, that the pasuk is specifically referring to a type of basar that went beyond its mechitza, just like a sada is open and doesn't have mechitzos. What type of basar went beyond its mechitza? So we're talking about a fetus inside the mother that stuck its hand outside of the mother, and when the mother was shechted, it's not matir. The limb that of the fetus that went outside of the mother, that was yotzei chutz mechitzaso. So chulin shnishchtu ba'azara is similar in that it was yotzei chutz mechitzaso, that it's supposed to be outside of the azara, or it was nichnas to a mechitza that's not ra'ui to it, and it entered into this mechitza. So that's how we know to exclude chulin shnishchtu ba'azara. So at the end of the day, chulin shnishchtu ba'azara is asr to do. It's asr b'achila and it's asr b'hana'a. So that there we have our drasha. So now the Gemara elaborates a little further on chulin shnishchu ba'azara. Does everyone agree that it's an isra hana'a midaraisa? Ashkechinu mar Yehuda the Rav Yosef the Rav Shmuel berei the Rabba bar Berchana davu kaimi apischa debei Rabba. So mar Yehuda found Rav Yosef and Rav Shmuel berei the Rabba bar Berchana standing by the doorway of Rabba. So amar lehu mar Yehuda said to them, Tanya, we have a braisa hamakadish bepetach hamar bebasar b'chalav ubechulin shnishchu ba'azara. Rabbi Shimon omer mukudeshes. Rabbi Shimon says that a woman is mukudeshes, not like our Mishnah. V'chamim armeinu mukudeshes. It's the Chachamim who say ainu mukudeshes. Now basar b'chalav, that's no surprise. We already learned that Rabbi Shimon holds that basar b'chalav is mutar b'hana'a. But chulin shnishchu ba'azara, we haven't seen that one yet, right? We've been assuming that it's a universally held opinion that chulin shnishchu ba'azara is asar b'hana'a. So alma chulin shnishchu ba'azara, Rabbi Shimon lavda raisa. It seems that Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not an Isser Hana'a min HaTorah. It's only Gezeru D'Rabbanah not to be Neneh from the Chulin that's Shechted Ba'azara, because the chacham mar choshesh, that maybe people who see that you shechted ba'azara and then you get hana from the basar are going to think that this must be kachim that became pasul. They're not going to realize it's chulin. They're going to think it's kachim that became pasul and never had his rikas hadam. Oh, and you're allowed to get hana from such things. But we know that kachim, when it's alive, is also ba'ana. The only thing that's matirit ba'ana is the shechita and the zrika. So if it didn't have a shechita and a zrika, it remains asr bahana'a. So people are going to come to get hana'a from kachim psulim, and that would be terrible. So that's why Rabbi Shimon says that if you're mekadesh with chulin shish ba'azara, even though it's asr bahana'a midrabanan, but it's mekadeshes, because min ha'torah, it's mutar bahana'a. The assumption is, right, if you're mekadesh nisha with something that's Asr bahana'a midrabanan, that it's mekudesha. So all the Rishonim point out, there seems to be a steer to that in the Gemara in the first parak of Pesachim and of Zayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amar Rav, that if someone's mekadesh b'chiti kordinyasa, which is chamitz nuksha, it's chamitz midrabanan, not chamitz midaraisa. So it's only asr midrabanan that ain't a mekudesha. So you see that clearly even with Yisuri ana midrabanan, ain't a mekudesha. Our whole assumption is that if you're mekadesh with Yisuri ana midrabanan, that it's Mekudeshes. So Tosa says, no, over there we're talking about where you're Mekadesh the Isha on Erev Pesach after the sixth hour, where it's at least a Shas Isur Chametz Min HaTorah. So there's some Tzad Midoraisa over there. So since there's a Tzad Isur Min HaTorah, it's Eina Mekudeshes. But Chulin Ba'azara has no Tzad Isur Min HaTorah, and therefore if you're Mekadesh with it, according to Rabbi Shimon, that it's only Midrabanan, would be Mekudeshes. That's how Tosa understands. The Ramban says that Rabbi Shimon holds Chulin Shishu Ba'azara is Mutter Min HaTorah Ba'achila U'Ba'Hana'a, and the Rabbanan were only goes there in Isra Achila, meaning that our whole explanation of the Gemara up until this point was Lefi Shitas Rashi, that Rabbi Shimon says that it's Asumid Rabbanan Ba'Hana'a. The Ramban says no, Rabbi Shimon holds it's Mutter Ba'Hana'a. He holds that it's even Mutter Ba'Achila Min HaTorah Mid Rabbanan there goes there Achila, but there never goes a hana'a midrabanan, and that's why the issue is mekudeshes, which would answer the obvious question, which is that if it's also hana'a, even midrabanan, how could you possibly be mekadesh nisha with it? She's not allowed to get hana'a from it. So where's the shavu pruta? It's not worth anything. So within Shitas Rashi, you have that problem, and the Avnei Milum and the Shari Yosher and all the lamdash achronim work on that problem. Like, how could it be that she's mekudeshes? Lefi Shitas Ramban, it's not a problem at all, because there's no isra hana'a at all midrabanan on chulishus. So anyway, it seems from here that Rabbi Shimon holds that although our Mishnah says Chulin Shishu Ba'azara is Aser Mito Raisa Ba'ana, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's only Aser Midrabanan Ba'ana, or perhaps not even Aser at all Ba'ana. So Raminhu, but says Gemara, I'll ask you a stira, because there's a Mishnah Meseches Temura, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chulin Shishu Ba'azara Yisrafu V'chein Chaya Shishu Ba'azara, that the Halacha is that you're supposed to burn Chulin Shishu Ba'azara. Doesn't that imply that Rabbi Shimon holds that it's Asr Ba'ana Min HaTorah, and that's why the Chum said that you need to burn it like Kachin that apostle, and you can't just bury it like all other Yisurei Hana, because they were worried that if you're going to bury it, people are going to think that it's Kachin Psulim, and that you could just bury Kachin Psulim, and they'll come to do the same, they'll come to bury Kachin Psulim, and by Chayesh Nishch Ba'azara, no one's going to make a mistake and think that that's Kachin Psulim, because you don't have any Chayos that are Kachin, but nevertheless, since it's Asr Min HaTorah, so we treat it the same as all other Chulin Shishu Ba'azara, and we say that you have to burn it. Meaning, if Rabbi Shimon held that Chulin Shishu Ba'azara was only Midrabanan, was only Asr Ba'ana Midrabanan, it would make no sense to be so machmir about a Chaya Shishu Ba'azara to require Sreifa. Meaning, the whole Svara of being so machmir and a Behema Shishu Ba'azara is because people are going to confuse it with Kachim. No one's confusing a Chaya with Kachim. You can't have a Chaya that's Kachim. So the whole Rabbi Shimon only makes sense if he holds Chulin Shishu Ba'azara is Daraisa. So Shtiku, they didn't know how to answer that Raya. Rav Yosef and Rav Shmuel Bered, Rabba Barbar Chana were silenced by that challenge, right? Meaning they had initially suggested that Rabbi Shimon holds that it's only Midrabanan, but now you have Braisa, it seems to say Rabbi Shimon holds it's Daraisa, but it's a Stira in Rabbi Shimon. So Asu, now Rav Yosef and Rav Shmuel Barbar Chana, Asu Kamei Rabba, they were standing at Rabba's doorway as this conversation was going on. After that, Rabba finally answered the door. I guess he didn't hear the knock the first few times. So Rabba finally came to the door, he answered the door, and they said, oh, we were just talking about the following kasha. So Amar Lahu, so Rabba said, Palga Ukminchi, someone who tries to to make machlokas has quieted you down, but it's not really a kasha. Meaning he caused you to be quiet by challenging you with something, but it's not really a kasha at all. Hacha b'mayaskinan, when Rabbi Shimon says that if you're makadish nisha with chul shush wazor, she's mukudashas. That's kigon shenishchata v'nimtzis treifa. That's only if it turned out to be a treifa. For Rabbi Shimon l'tamei, and Rabbi Shimon who holds that basar is not asr bahana'a, and therefore the kiddushin is going to be valid, that's Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso. D'tanya, because we have a braisa, shochet as a treifa, if you shecht an animal that you could tell that it's obviously a treifa, it's missing its legs, right? So it's obviously a treifa. V'cheina shochet v'nimtzis treifa. Or, alternatively, you shecht an animal and then you discover that it's a trefa b'bnei me'ayim. It has a form of trefas that it was obviously a trefa. Meaning it wasn't obvious while it was alive, but now you see that it's been a trefa the whole time. Zevazeh chulin ba'azara. So both of those are considered chulin ba'azara. Rabbi Shimon matir ba'na, but Rabbi Shimon says it's mutar ba'na v'cham mosrim. The Chum say it's asr ba'na. Why? Rabbi Shimon holds that if you shecht a behemas chulin that's a trefa in the azara, it's mutar ba'na because it's a shechit shein ru'uya. And shechit so therefore it does not become chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, because that's no shechita. If it's a treifa, it's not considered a shechita. Meaning essentially Rabbi Shimon agrees that real chulin shenishchetu ba'azara is asabana midal raisa. When Rabbi Shimon says you can be mekadish nisha with chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, he's talking about where the shechita was an invalid shechita because the animal was a treifa. So shechita shenruya is lo shma shechita, and therefore this is not chulin shenishchetu Azara. This is just chulin that was killed in the azara, but that's not a valid shechita. Okay, so now the Gemara moves on to the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said mecharon v'kiddush b'dmeyen mukudeshes. That if you take your isuri hana'a, instead of being mekadish an isha with your cheeseburger, you sell the cheeseburger. You know, you sell the Big Mac for $1.99, and you take that $1.99 and you mekadish the isha with that, with the $1.99. So she's mukudeshes. So minolan, how do I know that the Isser is not nitfas on the damim and it's mutar ba'ana? So says Mar Midgali Rachmana ba'avodas kochavim, from the fact that the Torah is megala by avodah zara, it says vayisa cherim kamohu kol sha'atamahaya hemena, that anything that you exchange the avodah zara for becomes asr ba'ana like avodah zara itself. So harehu kamohu becomes like it, like the avodah zara, in that it too is asr ba'ana. So we see that it's dafka by avodah zara that it transfers onto the money. Mechlal, the kol yisurim shebetorah sharu. That implies that all other yisurim in the Torah are not like that. That avodah zara seems to be the exception, but every other yisra'na in the Torah does not transfer onto the money. Says Gemara, that's the way it works. V'nelef minah. No, normally, if you have 100 things in the category of Yisurei Hana'a, that's an exaggeration. If you have 12 things in the category of Yisurei Hana'a, and in one place the Torah tells me that the Isra transfers onto money, so doesn't that tell you in the other 11 places it also transfers onto money? Meaning that's a binyan ava, mematzinu. That's how the Torah normally works. So it says, Marnah, Mishum Dav, Avod Zchav, Mushvi, Shnek, Sum, Abam, Kechad. Avod Zar is not the only exception. There are two places where the Torah tells me it does transfer. And whenever there are two places, we assume that that's not a paradigm, but rather it is an exception. When you have two places where the Torah tells me that it does transfer, that means everywhere else it does not transfer. This is what we call Shneik Suvna Ban Kechad. The Rishonim are a little bothered that it's not really Shneik Suvna Ban Kechad. Shneik Suvna Ban Kechad is where both places tell you the same din. But we're about to see in the Gemara that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you keep transferring it onto something else. So you sell the avodah zara and you get money. You take that money and you buy something else. You take that something else and you buy C, and then C is transferred for D. So A, B, C, and D, they're all asr ba'ana. Whereas when it comes to Shvius, we're going to see that it's only A and whatever the last one on the list is, meaning the peros remain asr and the very last thing remains asr. So it's not exactly the same. By avodah zara, it's kula masurim. That's a gemara in avodah zara, daf nun dalid amud beis. So if they don't have the same din, it's not really shnei ksuvim laban keechad, because each one is needed to teach me its own unique details. So the Rashba says, yeah, you know, the gemara could have asked that, but the gemara asked something else instead. But first we're going to spell out what the Shneksum HaBankechet is. Avodzchavim Adamaran. The Avodzara, the fact that Avodzara transfers onto money, we just said that Vayisacherim Kamo, we see that in the Pasuk. Shvius Mahi, where do we see that Kedusha Shvius, that the Yisurei Shvius, rather, transfer onto money? The halacha is that you are allowed to eat Peros Shvius, but it has certain limitations of what you're allowed to do. It's also B'schara, and you're allowed to destroy it. So Yovel Hi Kodesh Tiyalechem. So Peros Shvius are called Kodesh. So we learn from there that they're compared to Kodesh. Ma Kodesh Tofes Estamav. Just like if you sell something that's Kodesh, the money becomes Kodesh in its place. Av Shvius Tofes Estamav. So too, when you sell Shvius, the money becomes has the restrictions of Shvius. Well, Ima Kodesh Tofes Damav Yotzel Chulin. Av Shvius Tofes Estamav Yotzel Chulin. Well, if we're going to compare it to Kodesh, then the original Shvius should also become Chulin. Because by Kodesh, when you redeem Hegdish, so you've redeemed it. It's no longer Hekdesh. So if we're going to compare Shavias to that, the original Shavias should no longer be holy. So Tamalomar Tihiyah, Bavyasate. That's why the Pasuk says, Kodesh Tihiyah. That, no, it remains. The original remains having the full Kedusha Shavias. So Kate, so how does this work? How does it play out? If you have something that is Perush Shavias, and then you transfer, you exchange it for something else, and that's something else for something else. So what happens exactly? So it spells it out. Lakach beperush Shavias basar. If you exchange Perush Shavias for meat, Elu ve'elu misparim b'shvius. Both the meat and the peros need a mitzvah biur during the Shemitah year when the zman habiur comes. Meaning peros that grow during Shemitah, you're allowed to eat it because you shasam as long as those peros are available in the field and it's not kala l'chayim in asadeh. As soon as it's kala l'chayim in asadeh, so then it becomes asur to eat it and you have to be mevayer it from the bias, which means you have to be mafkir it. Some say it means you have to burn it, but pashtus you have to be mafkir it. And when you exchange peros shvius for basar, since the kedusha was nitfas in the basar, when the zman biur of those peros come, then you need to be mevayer the basar as well. Meaning, there's no point in time where basar becomes kala l'chayim in asada, that there's no longer basar available in the field. No, but the point is, whatever that original kedusha was on the peros gets transferred onto this basar, gets extended. I shouldn't say transferred. Transferred implies it moves away from the original peros. No, it gets extended onto the basar as well. But basar dagim, if let's say you then barter that meat for fish, yatsa basar v'nichsu dagim, so that gets transferred off of the basar and onto the fish. But dagim yayin, you then barter the dagim for yayin, yatsa dagim v'nichnas yayin, now it gets transferred onto the yayin. But yayin shemen, yatsa yayin v'nichnas shemen, ha-ketzad, achron nitfas b'shvias, u'periatzmo aser. So the way it turns out is the original peros always remain with kedusha shvias, and the very last thing was exchanged for also has kedusha shvias, but everything in between does not have Kedusha Shvias. So now the Gemara says, okay, why is it that we don't derive from Avodah Zarah, that just like Avodah Zarah, the Yisr gets transferred onto the money, so to all Yisrei Anah, the Yisr should get transferred onto the money. So we said, no, because Avodah Zarah and Shvias are Shnei Ksuvim Laban Keachad. So says Gemara, well, Hanich Laman Demarei Melamdin. If you generally hold throughout Shas that Shnei Ksuvim Laban Keachad are Ein Melamdin, so then I understand that Avodah Zarah and Shvias are the exceptions, but all other Yisrei Anah do not transfer onto money. So if you sell your cheeseburger, you're allowed to use that money to be Mekadish Nisha with it. El Mandi Amar Melamdin, but if you hold that Shnei Ksuvim Laban Keachad is Melamdin, so then, Ma'ikel Meimar, why don't we use Avodah Zarah and Shvias as a paradigm from which to learn that the Kedusha, or the Isser rather, gets transferred onto the money? So says Mar Miut Iksivi, because both by Avodah Zarah and by Shvias, there's a special Miut in the Pasuk to tell me that this din is unique to them. Ksiv Hacha by Avodah Zarah, it says, Ki Cherim Hu, Uksiv Hasim by Shmita, it says, Yovel He. He in Midyachrin alone. From there we learn that only these items themselves have that Isser and that Kedusha, or that Isser, or in the case of Shvias, that Kedusha, but it does not get transferred on to other items, as opposed to, that only in the case of Shvias and Avodah Zarah does it even get transferred, but as opposed to all other Isseri Anah, where it would not get transferred onto other items, and that's why the Pesach in our Mishnah is firm, it works, when our Mishnah says that if you take your cheeseburger and you sell it for $1.99. You can use that $1.99 and be Mekadish and Isha with it, and that's not Asr Ba'ana. So now that we had one Mishnah that spoke about all sorts of Isuri and that you cannot be Mekadish and Isha with, now we have Mishnah that discusses various things of holiness that you can be Mekadish and Isha with, meaning that it's considered Mammon, it's considered something of value, you can be Mekadish and Isha with. And Mekadish B'Trumos. If a person is Mekadish and Isha with Truma Gedola or Truma Smeiser, that which really is supposed to go to a Kohen, or B'Maisos, or Maiser Rishon, that's supposed to go to a Levi, or B'Matanos, or the Zro, L'Chayayim, Keva, that is supposed to be given to a Kohen from any Chulin animal that you shech. Those are the Matnos Kuna, or B'Meichatos, or the water that you put the Efer Parah on, the Efer Parah Duma on, and that you're ultimately going to sprinkle on a Tamei Meis to be Metairim, or B'Efer Chatos, the actual Efer of the Parah Duma, the ashes of the burnt Parah Duma, Harezom Mekadashas, V'Mekadash Nisha, with any of these things, the Kiddushin is valid. V'Afilu Yisrael, and even if a guy is not a Kohen, so he has no Lechori, he has no Zuchus Mamon in any of these things, he only has Tovas Hanah and the fact that he's allowed to give these things to whoever he chooses to give them to. That's what Rashi over here assumes Tovas Hanah means. And Tovas Hanah means that he has the right of choice to give it to whoever he wants to give it to. It's interesting because in Pesachim on Daf Mem Vav, Rashi writes that Tovas Hanah means that the Bala Peros is allowed to actually receive a pruta from a Yisrael who's an Oev of the Kohen. Meaning if I have a very good friend who's a Kohen and I would love to see that that everybody else should give Truma to that Kohen, so I might give a pruta to somebody, say, look, you have a lot of Truma, you're not going to benefit from it anyway, it's just a matter of which Kohen you give it to. Here's a pruta, give it to that Kohen, right? So that's how Rashi understands Tovas Hanah and Pesachim. Over here he just says, no one's paying you, it's just Tovas Hanah, that you like to have the choice, and that choice of giving it to whoever you wanted to has monetary value. And even though the Isha is a Yisraelis over here, the Tovas Hanah is apparently considered to be enough to be Mekadish and Isha with, that it's considered to be Mammon. That's the simple reading of our Mishnah. So now the Gemara picks up on that point. Tovas Hanah is Mammon. Amru Ula, Tovas Hanah ain't a Mammon. Ula says, the halach is, Tovas Hanah does not have a status of Mammon. So Eisvei Rabbi Abba Lula, Rabbi Abba says to Ula, were you paying attention to the Mishnah? And the Mishnah said, Mekadish B'Trumos, Maisos, Matanos, Mechados, Be'Vapar, Erezim, Kodesh, V'Afilu Yisrael. How else do you explain our Mishnah if Tovas Hanah is Eina Mammon? You got to give something of value in order to be Mekadish and Isha. So Amalei, Ula said back to Rabbi Abba, the reason that she's Mekadesh in our Mishnah is not because Tovas Hanah is Mammon. Hachab Yisrael, Shenaflo, Tevalim, Mi Beis Avi Imo Kohen. Our Mishnah is talking about where Yisrael Yarshint Tevel from his maternal grandfather who was a Kohen. And our Mishnah assumes that when you have Tevel, so we assume in that Tevel is future Truma. So we view that as if it's Truma already, even though no one was ever mafresh Truma from it. And therefore the Kohen was Zocha in it prior to the Afrasha, because it had a Gemar Malacha, it was Omeid to be Hufresh. So since Avi Ima was a Kohen, he was Zocha in that Truma prior to the Afrasha, and therefore the Yisrael grandson Yarshin did an Izocha in the Truma, meaning the grandson's allowed to sell it. It's not something that it's just Tovas Hanah that he could choose to give it to whichever Kohen he wants. It's his Mammon. It's Mamash's Mammon. He could sell it for its actual value. He can only sell it to Kohanim because it has the status of Truma, but he can sell it. So therefore, he could be Mekadish and Isha with it because it has actual monetary value. So Baimine Rebbechia Barav and Miravuna, Tovas Hanah Mammon Oein Mammon. So he said, bottom line, what are we passing? Is Tovas Hanah considered Mammon or is it not Mammon? So Amalei Rafun responded, Tinisua, we could be poshit the suffix from our Mishnah. Hamakadish B'Shumas Raisim Matas Mechaz Befer Pararezim Kutashra Filu Yisrael. Doesn't our Mishnah imply that Tovas Hanah, in fact, is Mammon? Because we see that you could be that Yisrael could be Mekadish and Isha with all of these things, that he doesn't really have any benefit other than Tovas Hanah in. So Amalei said, wait, we just had this conversation. Didn't we already explain that the Mishnah's not talking about that? The Mishnah's talking about a case where the Yisrael Yarshint Tevel from his maternal grandfather was a Kohen. So he has more than Tovas Hanah. I want to know outside of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah's not really about Tovas Hanah. What are we paskin about Tovas Hanah? Is Tovas Hanah Mammon or not? Amar Leih, so Rav Huna said to Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Hotza'at, You're an outsider. So ichsif. So Rabbi Chiba Ravin became embarrassed. Why did he become embarrassed? Who savar? He thought when Rav Huna called him Otsa, Mishmaita Kamalei, he meant to say that you're not a chacham in the sugya. You don't know anything about the sugya, and that's why you ask such ridiculous questions, because you apparently don't know don't really understand our sugya. So Amalei, so Rav Huna said to him, no, that's not what I meant. Hachikam, you know what I meant to say is Rav Asi Duhutzal, Rav Asi, who comes from the city of Hutzal, he holds like you that our mission is not talking about Tovas Hanah, it's talking about a case of a grandson of Yashin from his maternal grandfather who is a Kohen, and that Eina Chinam, you cannot prove from our Mishnah whether Tovas Hanah is Mammon or not. Meaning, when presented with the Shaila, Rav Huna said, it sounds like it's our Mishnah. So then Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin said, but our Mishnah might not be talking about Tovas Hanah at all. And Rav Huna is saying, yeah, I heard such an approach to our Mishnah. That's Rav Asi Duhutzal's approach to our Mishnah. But the simple reading of our Mishnah is that it's about Tovas Hanah. So Neima Katanai says, Gemar, maybe this issue, whether Tovas Hanah is Mammon or not, is really subject to Machlokas Tanaim as follows. Hagonev Tivlo, if a person steals Tevel, Peros shal chavero. Peros that no chumas maisos were hufrash from yet. Mishalim lo dmei tivlo shal chavero. The ganav has to pay the value of the tevel, meaning even the value of the chumas maisos within those peros. There's a machlokas rishonim. How much do you pay for the chumas maisos? Meaning, do you pay their full value? Meaning, if an apple cost a dollar, so you pay a dollar for the apple, or do you pay the tovas hana'a shabo? Meaning, if there are 10 truma apples in there, is it $10 that you pay for? Or do you say, no, if there are 10 truma apples in there, so you'll pay a dollar, because that's how much tovas hana'a is worth. So that's the machlokas rishonim. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, all assume that you pay the balaperos only the dmei tovas hana'a. Whereas the Ritva says, no, you pay the full value. Anyway, Divrei Rebbe, that is the Shita of Rebbe, that you got to pay even for the Trumas and Maisos that are within the Tevel that you stole. In fact, the Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilskaneva paskins like Rebbe, that you mashalim dmei Tivlo. The Ravid is Masig, but not because he thinks not to paskin like Rebbe. He says the Rambam didn't go far enough. Not just that you pay the dmei Tivlo, you got to pay Kefel also, because you're a Ganav, and a Ganav pays Kefel. So the Ravid says, how could the Rambam leave out Kefel? Magamisha says, yeah, that's not the point over here. Of course you pay kefil. Every galav pays kefil. That's not the point the Rambam is trying to make. Migdalo says, the Rambam is never imprecise. So even if that's not the point, the Rambam doesn't write things imprecisely. For some reason, there's no kefil over here. And you have to figure out why the Rambam holds that there's no kefil over here. But anyway, Divrei Rebbe, Satz Rebbe, they got to pay for the tevel as well. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Einu Meshalim El Demei Chulin Shabo. You don't pay for the Chuma and Maisel Shabo. You only pay for the Chulin in the tevel that you stole. So you have to subtract from the amount that you stole the value of the Trumas and Maestros, and then you pay for the rest. So what are they arguing about? My lab Baka Miflagi, isn't the most straightforward explanation of this machlokas Dimar Savar that Rebbe holds Tovas Hana Mammon, and therefore you pay for the whole thing. Umar Savar and the Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda holds Tovas Hana Ein a Mammon, and therefore you don't pay for the whole thing. Isn't that the simplest explanation of the machlokas? So the Gemara brings four other explanations of this machlokas that, yes, it may be that that's the simplest explanation of the machlokas, but it's certainly not the only explanation of the machlokas. So you cannot convince me, based on this brisa, that it's a machlokas tanoim, whether Tovas Hanah is Mammon or not. Why, how else can we explain the machlokas about stealing tevel and whether you have to pay for the value of the entirety of the tevel or only the value of the tevel minus the trumas of Maisel Shabo? So look, Dukuli Alma Tovas Hanah ain't a Mammon. Maybe really everyone holds that Tovas Hanah is ain't a Mammon, and therefore you would think that you don't have to pay for the value of the Trumas of Maisel Shabo. V'ach b'tfalim sh'nafalim b'es avi ima kohen u'matan shalom u'kamisha u'mer damin k'miflagi. Maybe we're talking about a case where you yarshin the tevel, where the guy had yarshin the tevel from his Kohen grandfather, and then you stole it from the Yisrael grandson. For him, that truma wasn't just tovas hana'a. That truma was actual value. It was real money. So mar savar kamisha u'mer damin, mar savar lav kamisha u'mer damin. It's real money if you assume matan shalom u'mer kamisha u'mer damin. If you assume that the truma is already considered truma, even though no one has taken the truma yet. But if you hold lav kamisha u'mer damin, then it's not real money. So maybe that's the machlokas over here in this mishnah. V'ibay seima, another alternative explanation is zukuli alma kamisha u'mer damin v'tovas hana'a ein a mamun. Maybe everyone holds that it does have a din of truma. Shuma. And Tovas Hana is Eina Mamon. Vacha B'di Shmuel Kamifli. But over here, they're arguing about the din of Shmuel. Tomer Shmuel, Chita Achas Poteres Es Hakri. Shmuel holds that one stalk of wheat will pater all the wheat from the Chi of Truma. Demar Isli, the Shmuel Rebbe holds like Shmuel, and Memela, the Bala Peros, could tie it to the Ganav, that he would have only given one Chita for this whole silo of produce that he has. So it turns out that the Ganav really stole all the Peros, and you owe me for all the Peros. How much Truma you think there was in here? I wasn't going to give 2% like the Ayin Beinani. I was going to give one Chita for the whole thing. Umar and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, less like the Shmuel, does not hold like Shmuel the Chitachas Putar's Kalakri, but he holds rather that there's a shear for Truma, which happens to be a Shita in the Yerushalmi and Masechus Trumos, that the shear Truma is Echad Mimeya. Or Rabbi Yane says the shear Truma is Echad Me'elef. So, but whatever it is, there's some shear. It's not just Chitachas Putar's as Kalakri. So it turns out that the Ganav only cost you the Dmei Chulin, not the Dmei Truma. A third alternative explanation of what the machlokas is about over here in this Mishnah, in this Brisa, to kuli al malas with the Shmuel. Maybe everyone rejects Shmuel and holds that there is a shear for Truma. Maybe over here in a chinam he shouldn't have to pay him for the Truma Shabo, but the Rabban wanted to make a special knas on the Ganav because you shouldn't go around stealing people's stuff. So you have to pay for the full value of everything you stole, even the part that didn't have any value to the guy you stole it from. And a fourth and final interpretation of this machlokas, maybe everyone holds a chita achas is taka poteres is kalakri, and therefore you would think that you'd have to pay the full value of everything. Why then does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda say that you do not have to pay for the dmei truma? If after all, the nigna, the guy who was stolen from, can say, I was only going to give a chita achas, what are you doing with tevel hanging around your house? As soon as you have tevel, you got to be mafra shumas amaisos. So maybe they made a knas on him that you shouldn't have tevel, meaning there shouldn't be enough time for someone to steal something from you when it's tevel. As soon as it's nigmar malachto, in that same moment, as soon as you do miruach hakri or whatever, you finish the malacha, right then and there, you should be mafra shumas amaisos. Things shouldn't remain as tevel, and therefore we make a knas on him. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to discuss our Mishnah. Tana, the Mishnah said, "Makadosh b'chumus ma'asum matanos b'meichatos be'efer para ha'reisum makadoshes be'afal pi Yisrael." Even though the guy is Yisrael, the makadosh is Yisrael. Nevertheless, she's still makadoshes. But two of the items we listed in the Mishnah that you can be makadosh nisha with are meichatos and efer para. So it sounds like those are items that have monetary value that you can be makadosh nisha with. We ask the Gemara uraminu. I'll ask you a stira because there's a Mishnah Maseches Becharos that tells me hanotel sachar ladun din of betelim. If a person gets paid to be a judge, to be a dayan, his dinim are batel. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva say it means all of his dinim, even the ones he didn't get paid for, meaning he has shown himself to be a person of no integrity, and mimela, all of his dinim are batel. Lahayid edus betelim. If he takes money to testify, all of his eduyos are batel. But here's the key. Lahazos, lekadesh, to sprinkle the Efer Parah on a tame person, to be mekadesh, the Efer Parah on the Mayim Chayim, Mayim of Meima'ara, the Mayim that he has made is just regular Mayim, it's nothing. Ve'efro Efer Mikla, the ashes are not real ashes anymore, they're not ashes of Parah Dumer, they're worthless. So you see that it's also to take schar, to take payment for the Mei Parah and the Efer Parah. And our Mishnah says it has value, it has monetary value, you can be mekadesh nisha with it. Well, if it's also to take payment for it, how could you possibly be Makadish Nisha with it? So it says, Mar Amrabai Lokasha. Nah, that's not a stira from the Mishnah Bechoros to our Mishnah. Khan, in our Mishnah, where he said that you could be Makadish with Mechatos and with Efer Chatos, it doesn't mean that you're being Makadish with the value of the Mechatos and the Efer Chatos, but rather, Bischar Hava'a Umiloi. It's the payment that you would get for schlepping out to a place that's distant from Yerushalayim to bring the Efer, or to fill up the water, and the payment you would get for schlepping out to fill up the water, and you're mekadesh her with the fact that you didn't get payment for that. So, meaning normally, if you produce the Efer and the Mayim, so you'd get paid not for the Efer and the Mayim, not for the product, you'd get paid for the tircha in securing the product. So when you give it to her, she's receiving the value of that payment that she can now get from the tircha of securing that product. So kan b'schar hazaa v'kiddush, whereas the Mishnah Masechta Bechoros is talking about for the actual maisa hazaa on the tamei person, or the maisa of putting the mayim in, of mixing the mayim and the efer together, where it's not a tircha and you're just getting schar for the mitzvah. So that you're not allowed to do. That the pasuk tells us, Rei l'mati yaschem chukum mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem elokai. And the Gemara in Bechoros Darshan said, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was melami Torah to Klal Yisrael bechinam, so too we're not allowed to get payment for doing mitzvos. And if you take schar for doing mitzvos, and then the whole mitzvah is going to be batel. And deka nami, it's meduyik this way as well, that in our Mishnah we're talking about where we mekadesh with the schar of the tircha of the hava and the milui, and the Mishnah Bechoros is talking about the actual haza and the kiddush. To katani hacha b'meichatos ube'efer para. In our Mishnah it says with the meichatos, with the efer para, that's what we bring Mekadesh to the issue with. For Katani Hasam, and Bechoros says, Lahazos ulekadesh, the maisa of doing the hazo'ah and doing the kiddush. So, Shema Minah, so that's Taka Araya, that's what it's referring to. So, based on this discussion, there's a discussion in Poskim, can someone get paid to be a Masader Gittin or a Masader Kiddushin? In Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber quotes from earlier posting the Bar Tanur writes on the Mishnah Bechoros that there are Kalmonim that are Kara Tagar al Rabbanim Masadri Gittin that criticize the Rabbanim or Masadri Gittin that get paid more than Schar Batala to be Masadri Gittin, and that such a Rav is a Gazlan and an Anos, and you have to be Choshish that the get's going to be possible. So that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Ebn Ezer. However, the Ramah over there writes that Sidra Get is just a Limud Bialma, that to make sure that there's no Kilkul. So that's not doing a mitzvah per se. You're just saying, you're making sure that they're getting divorced, like they're supposed to be getting divorced. So that's not a problem to take money for it. There's by Sidur Kiddushin, Rama says there's a minute to take money for Sidur Kiddushin. The Shach writes, not a heter gamur, but bedochak, you could kvetch out a heter. That's all it means. But not that one is supposed to do. So that's always a discussion about getting paid for doing mitzvahs. Okay, Hadron Lachish Mekadish, tomorrow we'll pick up with the third parak of Maseches Kiddushin.